In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends, on almost the first page of the Bible, the Lord asks our forefather Adam, "Where are you?" But Adam hid himself from the Lord God and refused to live in the divine friendship, the divine intimacy for which he had been created. And if we page through our Bibles, we'll see over and over again stories of God's people, those he made for himself, those he called to be his special and particular friends, drawing away from him, who alone could give them joy and fulfillment and peace and delight without end. In our gospel this morning, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees who, in only a few more pages, will reject the offer of divine friendship in the most radical possible way, by putting the God-man to death on a cross. The Lord tells them the parable of the king and his son's wedding feast, to which all were called, but they refused to go. That is to say, they refused to share the royal family's joy. They refused to be the king's friends. That insulted king, far from reproaching them, at least at first, sends his servants again to beg them to eat the best meal of their lives in the most magnificent palace in the world, in the presence of the most noble and gracious Lord, in celebration of the most wonderful thing that anyone could imagine. And still the guests say no. And the consequences are disastrous. Well, friends, how often we follow the example of all our forefathers, from Adam right down to the Pharisees. How often we reject the invitation to live in intimacy with the King and Father of heaven. How often we prefer to keep God at a distance. How often we choose to go about our ordinary, everyday business rather than entering into the feast where God himself wishes to provide us all that we need. Certainly I've been guilty of putting lesser goods above my daily solitary conversation with the Lord, whom I know loves me, whom I know wishes me to be near him. Perhaps you've done likewise. And friends, that would be bad enough, but somehow it still gets worse. Because we're not actually called to be mere guests at the wedding feast of the Lamb. The King's Son, Jesus our Lord, has chosen us to be his bride. He wishes to marry each Christian soul. He wishes to enter into the most intimate possible union with each one of us individually, and so to save us and transform us and even to divinize us. We don't have to earn it. He's already chosen us. We don't have to be worthy. His grace supplies whatever we lack. All we need to do is say yes. All we need to do is be available to his friendship. All we need to do is open our hearts to receive his transforming love and his sanctifying grace. So here's our resolution today. Never again will we let a day go by without resting in the Lord's love and friendship in mental prayer. Never again will we pass up the invitation to enter into the wedding feast. Never again will we refuse to allow the Lord access to our hearts, where he wishes to make us his bride without spot or wrinkle, ready to reign at his side in heaven. This is our resolution. May the Lord, who has chosen us, grant us the grace to fulfill it today and every day of our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.